turning to wider geopolitics of the situation in Iran, you touched on it shortly earlier, but wondering if beyond just the impact on prices and the economy, is there more at stake for Singaporeans, you know, be it stability, order in the world, and what would you say to Singaporeans who are concerned about the state of affairs in the world today?
There is certainly much more at stake. Of course, we've talked about the economy for now as a, you know, key focus, because that will be the most immediate impact of what's happening in the Middle East. But the broader implications are a world where international rules and laws continue to be weakened. That sort of thing sounds a bit more abstract. You know, it sounds like it's not front and center, not so what's some people may say, what's the big deal? But in fact, it may not be a top of mind when people talk about the war. Top of mind is how does it impact my day-to-day? But in fact, the weakening of these rules, the weakening of global institutions, of long-standing norms, are a very significant source of concern. Should be for small states especially, but actually for all countries, big and small, because it will simply mean we are moving more towards a world where countries will be more inclined to use force to get what they want. It's no longer about what is permissible or possible under international law. It is, what can I get away with? What can I do? And if more and more, if the strong start to do, you know, major countries start to act this way, others will just follow. And if this trend were to continue, then we will end up in a world where there will be more conflicts, where differences will be resolved, not in peaceful engagements, but with show of force, with coercive tactics, and it will be a more volatile, unpredictable, and dangerous world. So we worry about this, and that's also why we work very hard to forge coalitions of like-minded countries who feel very strongly about upholding a rules-based order, and we are upgrading our partnerships, our relationships. We are finding new ways to work with these countries in different groupings, whether it's CPTPP or otherwise, or in the UN or in other forums, so that we can do whatever we can with these different coalitions to uphold whatever is possible of this so-called rules-based order. Like I said, it sounds very abstract, but it's actually something very critical for stability and continued peace in the world.